Hello and welcome to a new episode of the podcast. And I didn't record anything for a couple weeks, I think now, because either I couldn't find the time or I just forgot it. So bear with me with that. So I actually wanted to talk about my first day in the housekeeping division of the hotel. I will talk about it, but not in the way I thought I would be talking about it, because so in our apprenticeship we have two parts of being in the housekeeping division. The first part is called housekeeping maid, which is basically mostly the cleaning part. Also some of the flower management in the hotel, it's mostly cleaning. And this is for 2 months, and then there's another 2 months of housekeeping work. It's called housekeeping others, which is basically the management duties. So you're checking the rooms instead of actually cleaning the rooms. So I thought I could go into more detail now, but so I had the first day yesterday on the 1st of July, and I thought I could now talk about how the experience of the first day was and et cetera, et cetera. But I couldn't because as I arrived, they had a little meeting. They told what's happening during the day, and yes, not more. And after that, I thought, yeah, let's get going. I wasn't supervising or checking any rooms because the management people who are running the housekeeping division said to me that it takes a little continuous amount of days to actually get used to the process, and due to the reason that I have just now 2 days where I don't have to go to work, which basically Monday and Tuesday, and the first was the Sunday. So they said it wouldn't make any sense because it has to be a continuous amount of dates, like I think she said 3, but that's fine, it's okay. So my job wasn't checking any rooms. My job was to very fun job, to clean coffee machines. I was told that we have a lot of rooms, so we have a lot of coffee machines. So this is not, it's not an espresso, but a similar thing. I don't know why we don't have an espresso, because I personally think they're better, but probably them because they're more expensive. So we have some another manufacturer of the coffee machines, and during my time in the room service division of the hotel, lots of people were calling because they didn't know how to work the coffee machine, because it has some weird quirks about it. To put in the coffee tab and to start it and all this stuff, and the buttons are kind of they're not complicated, definitely not, but if you just want to get a quick coffee, some people are like, I better call someone else because I don't want to figure it out by myself. So a lot of people called and were complaining or had issues with the coffee machine. So we had to show them the coffee machines. And some of the coffee machines who seemed to not work are actually fine, but in the process of the guest complaining about or not getting the process started of making the coffee, the person decided to, yeah, let's change the coffee machine, and the old ones are all in the basement now. Gigantic two storage rooms. They're not gigantic, but a gigantic amount of coffee machines that are down there, and most of them are just working fine, but they're all dirty. Not just the outside of dirty, because they are standing in the rooms for all the time, but also they need to clean on the inside, so the water tank and where the coffee pads are going in, all that stuff that had to clean all the way. So that was my fantastic job. So on the first day of my housekeeping experience, I cleaned coffee machines for 8 hours. The fun thing though was that the coffee machines actually took like ridiculously long to get clean. There was, I think this is not even half a liter goes into the water tank, and then you put some pulver, some cleaning stuff, I don't know what it was called, something with citron, and you put it in there in the water, and then the process has to start once, and all the water from the water tank is going through the system, and after that you have to clean the whole coffee machine twice with clear water. So you have all the process of the first cleaning. You have basically three times the process, and in total it takes like a little bit short of an hour for one coffee machine to get clean. And in the room where I was doing that, I didn't have enough power outlets, so I just could do five at a time, which ended up in, I got like 20 coffee machines of all of them, which isn't very much, but I was like constantly changing the water and changing from the coffee machine. But sometime between, it was so boring that I actually did some other stuff, which wasn't any fun, or which wasn't the big amount of work I just wanted to do. But for the first time, it was okay. So my first day in housekeeping was cleaning coffee machines all day. But it was a nice, as the colleague said, it's just a job that never gets done, because most of the time you're done, you're around doing other stuff. So now was the time someone was free, in the person of myself, so this job had to be done, or had to be started. It's not even done now. I don't know if I have to finish it, but yeah, just things that is housekeeping work as well, not just cleaning the rooms, but all that stuff that we have in the hotel. I get into more detail during the next 2 months about the stuff that's going on in the housekeeping division. But just this, if you tell someone, they say like, what, that's what you do all day? That's boring, that's so stupid. And yes, it's boring, and yes, it's not the most... It has the biggest amount of difficulty to it, but it's a job that has to be done, because otherwise, if a coffee machine really gets damaged, you can do nothing, because all the coffee machines down there are not clean actually. So this is the stuff that I did on my first day in housekeeping. I will talk about last month now. I don't want to end the episode just after 10 minutes. I'll talk about the last month. The month of June, I spent in the kitchen of the hotel. And we have ridiculously big kitchen. And so I didn't spend time in the kitchen itself. It was the kitchen for the breakfast. So we have kitchen for the breakfast, we have a banquet, kitchens for warm and cold stuff. Then we have a kitchen for the LA for the Malayne restaurant in front and the LA cafe, and then we have another kitchen up top in the West Wing, where the Hugo's restaurant is. All these types of kitchen do we have, but the hotel and restaurant apprentices just go into the breakfast area, on the breakfast part of the kitchen, and before I started there, I asked a lot of other colleagues of mine, apprentices who were already in the kitchen, and they all said, it's completely boring, it's not fun, blah 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 blah. They don't, not I think just one of the people I talked to just actually said something good. The other don't said it just is worse, but not that much fun to do, and not super intense in what you're actually doing, because it's mostly, to be honest, it's mostly refilling. So you come in the morning, you have to get up very early because you have to be there either 5 or 6 or in between. So you have to get up very early in the morning, and then you're basically refilling. Either you're refilling during the breakfast itself, so you're refilling the plates on the buffet. If it's ham or sausages or bread or croissants, all of that stuff that's on the buffet itself, that's the job during the buffet, the breakfast itself, it's the job to refill that. If the plates get more and more empty, you shouldn't let them go empty, because mostly if 1/3 is left, then you should change it. So the old stuff from the old plate goes onto the new stuff, so it gets used to it. It doesn't get thrown away. And if the breakfast is over, you're basically refilling the stuff from the giant fridge that you took the stuff out to refill the breakfast. I don't know if that's understanding, but either you're refilling at the breakfast, or you're refilling the fridge where the stuff is to put on the breakfast, or you're cleaning stuff. That's basically the things. And it's not very diverse, maybe, to actually be a little bit fancier. It's not really diverse, and it's not really intense. It can get intense if the day, or if we have lots of guests, then it gets actually really intense, because you're just running around refilling all the stuff at the buffet, and after that you have to refill the fridge because it took more and it takes longer and la 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 la. So the less guests in the breakfast restaurant, the less things you gotta do. So on the last day there, we had just about 250 guests, which is for our hotel really, 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 really not much. During my time in the breakfast service, the lowest guest number I can remember was 380. And 250 is more than 100 less. So it's even less. And during the time we were standing around figuring out, what are we going to do? So we ended up cleaning the giant walk-in fridge. Again, as I said about the housekeeping, just stuff that you do if you have time. It needs to get done, but you don't get the time if you have lots of things to do. So you end up doing that if you don't have any, if you just have some time left, which is okay. It needs to be done. So at the end of the month, I can say it was a good experience. It wasn't the best part of the hotel, but it wasn't that what the others said. I said like, oh, it's so bad, it's so boring. First off, the people are really nice. That's just basically everywhere in the hotel. The people are just great. Sure, they're the one and the other. You don't get along that well, instead compared to some others, which is basically just logical, because you can work in the business way. If you ask me, you should be able to work with everyone the same. But personal stuff, you're different people, and you have some different interests, so it's just normal to don't be on the same speed. But that shouldn't be a thing when you're actually working. So I have to say it was an interesting month to see in that, and you really get respect for the people in the kitchen, what they're doing all day, because they're doing a lot of stuff that you, if you're just doing the service, you just don't recognize. You're just working with the guests and the stuff, but you completely forget about the buffet, except if you have the buffet things, the buffet job, to keep the buffet clean and nice. But otherwise, you don't recognize that, and they do all this work, and that's just an important job. So after the month, I can say, yes, it's not the most fun, but it is an important job that needs to be done, and there's a lot of stuff to actually to learn, because there's so much stuff that you need to be watching. And it was an interesting month with a lot of nice people, and I don't quite understand why the colleagues talk so bad about that. Maybe because they're just have to be there a little longer, just the apprentices from the kitchen have to be there a little bit longer. We just have to be there 1 month. I think they have to be there 4 months, and after 4 months it can get, I think, if you really don't love it, it can get pretty tough. For me, the worst part was the getting up in the morning. But now, as I am in the housekeeping division, I just have to be at the hotel at 9 a.m. and not 5 a.m., which is 4 hours later, and which means 4 hours more sleep, or basically maybe just three or two and a half, because I want to do some stuff in the morning before I go to work. So I'm really excited about the next 2 months in the housekeeping division, and what jobs are, what tasks am I faced with, so that was my thoughts on my interesting first day in the housekeeping division, and on my just a overview of my experience of the month that I spent last month in June. I spent in the kitchen, the breakfast kitchen, in our hotel. So thank you for listening, and I hear you guys in the next one.